Good morning, everyone. We really, what John shared about some of the trials as he's been through regarding his health, we just celebrate with you just the testimony of God's healing power and faithfulness to you and your family to be able to help lead praise after going through triple bypass surgery earlier this year. So we really praise God for that. Can we just show appreciation for John and praise God? There's a lot going on in our world. I wonder if we can pause and just open us up in prayer before we dive into God's word. Lord, as we spend time even last Sunday in silence before you and a recitation of Psalm 121, we pause and express our lament and heartbreak over the things going on in the Middle East, the nation of Israel. I know all of us have been glued to our screens this past week, and our hearts ache, Lord, over the loss of life, both the Israelis, the Palestinians. Hear our prayers, Lord, for ultimate peace in that region that only you can ultimately bring. Lord, our lives and our world seem at times spinning out of control. We're so humbled and grateful for God, who is Lord over all history, over the present, and the future. And so, Lord Jesus, you are Lord of all. And we pause to remember that, even sometimes in the incomprehension of events taking place that cause us to question where you are and why. But we trust you as people throughout the ages have. And so we humbly acknowledge that we don't have answers and we don't fully understand. And yet, even in the midst of that, we come to the one who supremely suffered, took our place on a Roman cross, and has conquered sin, death. And so it is to the one who is Lord of all that we appeal to, whether it be global events taking place or even things like a heart surgery. We acknowledge that you are Lord of all and we trust you. And so be with us as we humbly look into your word and begin a new series on a very important topic in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. As I shared last Sunday, we will be beginning a new series on marriage, and I've titled it Marriage Unveiled, and we'll begin by looking at Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 21 to open up our series. Today is a little bit more of an introductory message. I want to kind of share where we're heading, some advice in terms of how we can get the most out of our time here together, and some resources we have available to really maximize our times over the next couple of weeks. Ephesians 5, 15 to 21. The Apostle Paul writes this: "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most or the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord, what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." This is God's word, and this is not a message series through Ephesians, as we just went through the book of Philippians, but we open up this Marriage Unveiled series with what Paul has written to the church of Ephesus and to us today. As we begin to jump into the very important topic of marriage, Tim Keller says this about marriage. Marriage has the power to set the whole course of your whole life. It has that power because it was instituted by God. And because it has that unequaled power, it must have unequaled supreme priority. There's a lot that we could unpack even in Keller's thoughts on marriage as we open up. So we begin with the question, Pastor, why this series and why now? Looking back over the past several years, we actually have never done an extended series on marriage itself. About 5 years ago, we did a Relationship Strong series. For those of you that were here, we've had so many new people come, and the pandemic has kind of mixed up congregations in terms of new people, old people, and all that. So a number of you may or may not remember that. I almost didn't remember it myself, so I guess it's okay to sometimes repeat. But we talked about a topical message called Marriage Strong. We also looked at the topic of divorce, if you remember, not too long ago, and we did a two-part series examining what exactly does the Bible say about divorce, and spent 2 weeks on that. But we've never done an extended series on marriage itself. I believe that what Keller has said, and of course when we look at Scripture, that a marriage has been instituted by God, and it really is being challenged in our nation, the state of marriages, within churches, and our own denomination. And so this has really got me thinking a lot about marriage, the scriptural, biblical foundation of this institution that God has created. Additionally, as some of you know, I have had the privilege of serving on a national board for our denomination to help take care of pastors and missionaries and spiritual leaders of all different kinds of concerns and issues and problems. It's been one of the great privileges of my life, to be honest, to sit with the president of the denomination, various leaders that I, being a nobody, would rarely bump into, let alone spend a week together with, meeting with pastors, hearing their stories, providing both tough love, a discipline, as well as care. And over the past couple of years, being on this board, I cannot tell you the amount of spiritual leaders who, in the midst of some very significant work and ministries that they are in, have accomplished, when you part the curtain of their lives, many of them have experienced heartbreaking marriage problems. And this theme has been accelerated during the pandemic even more so, and it really has broke my heart. And we leave those meetings really changed people. Not so much because we weep and cry with those that are struggling in their marriages, but it is only by the grace of God that yourself or myself don't find ourselves on the other end of that table. It is really by the grace of God that for those of us that have had relatively healthy marriages, that is God's grace and gift, and does not speak about how wonderful or how beautiful or how smart that you are. And so my heart has really been weighed very broken and has felt the weight of what happens when marriages become unhealthy, toxic, when divorce takes place, when infidelity takes place, when various leaders begin to struggle with deep life-impacting addictions in their lives, and how that has impacted their spouse and their children and and their church and their ministries. And so over these past couple of years, even more so in this past year or two, we have met with so many leaders whose marriages are on the rocks or have ended in divorce, have fallen into infidelity, adultery, and it has really weighed heavily on myself, and something that I've taken into consideration as we decided to move forward in an extended series on marriage. Many of us here are married. Not everyone, but a lot of us are, and there's probably a good portion of us that are deeply struggling in our marriages. Whether you have voiced it or have allowed others to know about that or have suffered silently for maybe the duration of the entirety of your marriage, and you've hidden it very well from others. But behind closed doors, your marriage is in dire straits. A number of us here have been through marriages that have ended in divorce. And as we've talked about in that series on divorce and what the Bible says, we have once again stated that divorce is not the unforgivable sin, that there are always grace and forgiveness available in Jesus Christ. And at the same time, you've been through divorce and you still feel the impacts and the effects of that to this day, whether it was recent or decades ago. Why is that? And so as we begin to think about some of these situations that we find ourselves in, dear friends, family members, for myself, other spiritual leaders across the country in our covenant denomination, and many of us who have experienced the ending of a marriage and still feeling its impact today, I feel with all these reasons and so much more, we need to take time over the next couple of weeks to really let God minister to us and speak to us regarding this institution that He created. Not everyone is married here, obviously. We have singles, some who have been previously married, some who have not, some who have been widowed. And I think it would be very easy for you to, well, I'm not married now, so maybe I'll skip out or not pay as attention as much. But I encourage you not to do that, not to check out, because probably even if you are single now, you grew up in a family where your parents were married. And even today, you are friends with married people, and if you have children or grandchildren, you hope that they will be happily married one day as well. And so we will dedicate one of these weeks to the topic of singleness, of which the women yesterday at their monthly gathering spent a whole Saturday morning. Yesterday, over 40 of them gathered to really hear stories, and Kathy came back from that so energized and blessed and encouraged. And so we will take some time to address that. And so please don't check out just because you may not be presently married. A few of the words that I want to share in this kind of introductory message of this series. The elephant in the room regarding marriage in our culture today. And I do want to share that as we go through this series, that we will uphold the biblical vision of marriage that we find in the scriptures, in the Bible. It was Jesus' view, and that's what it's going to be. And so I know that not everyone in this room is in agreement that marriage can only be between one man and one woman. But I do want to put that out there as we get ready to launch into this series, that I will be teaching from the biblical vision of marriage as God's institution between one man and one woman. I believe that the Bible is the final authority for God's plan for our lives, which is, and a lot of us don't understand the Bible like this, but it really is a plan for human flourishing. And so often we don't believe that. We think God is out to hijack our lives and control us and make us religious and make sure we're obedient and submissive to him, lest we get punished or struck down with a lightning bolt. And I do not believe that the scriptures is about that. I really believe that God had his plan to share his joy with us. And when we find God's plan and his institutions set forth from scripture, I do believe it was really with the intention of allowing us as his children, his humanity, his creation, to experience human flourishing. And so I'm not assuming that that is everyone's personal view here in this room, watching online, or we'll hear about the series a little bit later. And I just really want to invite you to journey along with us nevertheless. Even if I have to appeal to the argument and value of tolerance that is often held as the gold standard of modernity and understanding and compassion, we often are quite tolerant of other views until it disagrees with ours, and then what happens? We become often quite intolerant, right? And so if this is not your personal view, I really want to encourage you to still stay along and hang in there with us, as I want to acknowledge that we are not all on the same page, perhaps on the things that I've just shared regarding the biblical vision of marriage, but I want to appeal to you to still hang in there with us and not leave or check out over the next couple of weeks, because I really do believe that God's word is living and active and continues to speak to our situations and lives today. And even if that is not your personal view, God will speak to you, and he will use these next couple of weeks, I believe, to better your lives. And so I wanted to at least address that and let people know that I will be addressing this from the biblical vision of human flourishing with this understanding of marriage, as I've just shared. Conversely, some of you are so concerned about he better stay true to the orthodox Christian perspective of marriage between one man or one woman, or I'm out of here and I'm writing my letters and all this, and he's going to get a piece of my mind. And so I've shared that, and yet at the same time, this is not going to be an activist sermon series. Some of you will be a little upset that I'm not digging in harder to fight against culture. And simply, I want to take what scripture says and teach it according to what we find in God's word and according to the word and perspective of Jesus Christ. And so there will be some that agree with my view and the view of our denomination, but will be disappointed that we aren't putting our punching gloves on and ready to really fight against culture. And yes, there will be things that will press against it, but I'm not out here just to do an activist message series. Do you guys know what I mean as I'm trying to share that? And so whatever end that you may be on, this is what it's going to be over the next couple of weeks. Typically when I've done premarital counseling, I have used several books, and one of the best some of you are familiar with is The Meaning of Marriage by Timothy Keller. I've read this multiple times and still get so many truths, and I'm impacted by it every time I come across this. And so as we begin to think about more than just sitting here listening to a 30-minute message, how do I make the most out of this time? It would be helpful, whether it's during the series or after the series or even before next week, to get a copy of this book, to order it, to download it, to put it on your Kindle, what have you, and take a look at it, because I will be walking through quite a bit of this material. I found it to be some of the best around. For some of us who don't like to read too much, and sometimes I find myself in that category as well, we have something called Right Now Media that our church subscribes to. And for those of us that are newer, we haven't talked a lot about this, but we want to invite you to be our guest, to have access to us, to this. And Right Now Media has a video series on the meaning of marriage. And they've broken it up into a series of six messages, of which generally we're going to follow the pattern of each of these. Marriage isn't about you, the covenant basis of marriage, the roles through mutual submission, singleness, sex, the act of covenant renewal, and hope, seeing the great horizon. And we've also launched one of our Hold the Ropes classes in the morning to actually follow along with the series, though I know they've met already for a week or two or 3 weeks, but you're welcome to jump into that. But for no money, you can go online. You can listen to the discussion. It's a conversation in a casual setting, and then we will be talking about this. So whether it's done individually, whether it's done as a small group, if small groups want to pause and take some time to take 6 weeks to go through this series, whether it's you and your spouse wanting to strengthen your marriage and to listen, of course, here and participate on Sunday, or to go on Right Now Media, or to order the book. There are multiple avenues and pathways by which we can pause and let God speak to us regarding His plan to flourish your life and fill you with joy and to bring us back to the Scriptures. And so these are some different ways by which we can, I believe, make the most out of these next couple of weeks. And even if you don't, just the fact that you're here and listening will be a huge help to all of us, no matter what stage we're in, whether we're in agreement with this view or not. I want to invite everyone to make the most out of these next couple of weeks, as I know life is very busy, a lot going on with our kids, our grandkids, work, studies, and everything like that. But just to take a month and a half to think through and let God speak to us about one of the most important topics, I believe, that God has given us His plan regarding the Scriptures. And so I really ask finally that we be in very serious and deep prayer during the series. There are marriages here that we have no idea how serious of a state of brokenness and on the verge of maybe even ending that we may or may not be aware of. And by God's grace, maybe God is going to speak, I believe, to marriages that are on the rocks through this series, because it's not just pastor speaking, but as we look into God's word, we will find that He has something to say to all of us, whether we are married or whether we are single. And so please, let's be in prayer during this time and during this series. And so, finally, basically, this is what we're going to be looking at. We will start digging in to the series, the heart of it, Ephesians 5:21 next Sunday. It's not about you, and pretty much following the Right Now Media series, but obviously I will put in my own thoughts, voice, and applications. On the 29th, the covenant as the basis of marriage. The past month I've been preparing for this series, listening, reading, studying, praying, and this idea of the covenant is something that is so grossly missing in our culture today. I fear for not only our marriages, but for our children and grandchildren's marriages, because this concept of the covenant, a promise that you keep, is something that has quickly disappeared from our time today. And we're going to go back and see what exactly is a covenant and why is that the basis of marriage. We'll talk about radical embrace. Ephesians 5, 22, 23, 25. We will talk about singleness, singleness unveiled. We'll talk about the two becoming one flesh. Oh yeah, united as one. Ephesians 5, 31. And then the mission, the ministry, the calling that God has for you and your spouse. What is your ministry? What is your marriage about? And why has God brought you together? And so we will be talking about these things. Once again, I want to invite you to come along the journey. Once again, even if it is not espousing your particular personal view, I want to invite you along in a spirit of openness. Even if there is disagreement, I believe God will speak through his word. And so let us be in prayer. Please take advantage of the opportunities to make it more than a 30-minute listening experience on Sunday morning, but think about possibly getting that book or at least listening and tracking along the video series. Hop into the Healy's class on the meaning of marriage that is offered at 9 o'clock in the morning here as a Sunday school, adult Sunday school Hold the Ropes class, and have an opportunity to really be open to speak to you about this critically important topic. This is not about me teaching you guys how to be better husbands and wives. God knows there is so much I can learn for so many of you who have had decades more experience being married to your significant other. I need to be counseled by you in many ways. And yet at the same time, God has tasked me with this great opportunity to share from Scripture his plan for human flourishing. And so we will spend these days together thinking about your marriage. How is your marriage behind closed doors? And if you are struggling, as am I, together, I pray as we make our journey first back to God and then to one another that he will speak to you over these next couple of weeks. And what an opportunity to invite family or friends to trek along as an opportunity to share God's plan of human flourishing for their lives as well. And so will you be in prayer over the next couple of weeks? Will you take some steps to maximize our time together? And will you be active in thinking about those whom God will and can speak to who would benefit from being part of this series? And so, I thought I'd be done in 10 minutes. Wow. We'll get ready to wrap up here. And I always want to put out there that we will always have our prayer team members available. We will be stepping on toes over the next couple of weeks. And I don't do that intentionally. You know my personality. I don't like conflict. I don't like to make anyone uncomfortable. But as we talk about things, as we present them from Scripture, it will step on toes. But we must sometimes step on toes to be able to be challenged by God's word for our lives. And so I'm very excited about how this is going to impact my marriage to Kathy, and I believe that this will be very impactful for so many of you. And so let's be in prayer, take advantage of the opportunities to maximize our time together, and prayerfully consider who you might be able to invite along who could benefit regarding the topic of marriage. Let's pray together. In just a moment, we'll prepare to continue in worship and worship and giving as we present our offering and givings to the Lord. And as we do that, we want to pray, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to have been together during this time Sunday morning. Thank you, Lord, for making me a little bit uncomfortable because I know that my marriage is not what it should be. And I need help. Lord, I pray that as your word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, I pray that it would indeed penetrate deep into the joints and marrow of our hearts and lives, Lord. Reveal yourself to us as not the joy stealer, but the joy giver. Help us to know that you desire humanity to flourish, and you've provided a blueprint for that. And so reveal that to us, Lord. Help us to find hope in you, even when we think about marriage problems. It is so, so discouraging. But help us to know that in you we can find help who makes all things new. And so we invite your presence here, Lord, and those that will track along with us to think about this critically important institution that you have created. We pray, Lord, in the midst of all that is going on in our lives, that you will speak to us and you will renew us in your image and plan for the flourishing of our lives. And so we give you thanks, Heavenly Father. We invite your presence here. We pray for those marriages that are deeply in trouble, that you might indeed bring your life through this time, through your word, through the working of your spirit, in the name of Jesus, we pray.